feel alright. I feel alright tonight. And I'll bring you precious contraband.
Alright, alright, alright. Hey, good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Hey, we're back. It's a Monday morning. And that means we've got Monday morning movie reviews with Eric Childress and Colin Suter. We'll talk about the movies and we'll talk about box office and all kinds of cool stuff. That's all coming up here on WGN. It's Monday morning. That means my dad will call in and tell a joke later on because it's a jokey time. We are also going to talk about great, most memorable animal performances in TV and movies. Your favorite animal performances in TV and movies. And we'll get into that as well. So we'll have some fun with that. Our phone number and text number is 312-981-7200. Call or text anytime, 312-981-7200. You can also check us out on Twitter. Follow us at Nick D Show. But the best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. Everything that's happening on the show is happening on the Facebook page and more. And you can interactive with other listeners and all kinds of cool stuff. So facebook.com/Nick D Show. Also, every second of the show is podcasts. So we would love you to subscribe to the podcast. It's free. You can go to iTunes, Nick D Show Podcasts. They will show up on your device and you can listen at your leisure, bro. And check out our podcast at WGNradio.com. Yeah. All right. Let's say hello to my great producer, Dan Shugru. Hello, Dan.
Howdy, Nick.
How are you?
Good, man. How about yourself?
Good. How was your weekend?
Very nice.
You guys had like a birthday thing?
We did. Our friend Carrie and Nick, their daughter Brenna, had a 2-year-old birthday.
Brenna?
Yes.
That's a beautiful name.
It is.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of babies.
Yes.
Dan, would you care to say something?
Yes. My wife and I are expecting our second child in May.
It is so outstanding.
Yeah, we made it Facebook official yesterday.
That's great, man. That's great.
Thank
and it's
you.
Now I just want to this is you we've talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Your due date again is
May
the 15th. Same due date that Emily had.
Mhm.
May 15th.
Mhm.
And again, you know what movie opened on May 15th?
Mad Max.
That's right. Jerry, so you got to name the second kid Max.
Yep. We'll work on
I'm
that.
I'm sure Eileen would be thrilled.
Mhm.
Well, congratulations.
You didn't cause her nightmares last time.
I know. I apologize. Yeah. I apologize. I don't know if you get, if you, Vic, if you knew this, but I kept insisting 2 years ago when, or a year and a half ago, when they were going to have their first that, you know, it was due on May 15th, and that's when Mad Max Fury Road opened, and I was like, you got to name the kid Max.
So,
and then Eileen got up. Was it in the middle of the night?
She was up in the middle of the night because she couldn't sleep that morning.
And then she watched which one?
Just the trailer.
Just the trailer.
Just the trailer.
And it freaked her out so much.
Yep.
And I felt so terrible. This pregnant woman gets up in the middle of the night and watches the trailer for Fury Road, completely freaks out, and there's no chance in hell that they would name the kid Max.
I must have been listening to your show back then, because I haven't been on this show that long, but I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that whole...
Yeah, yeah, well, so does Eileen.
Yep.
Well, congratulations, Dan.
Thank you very
that
much.
That is really, really outstanding. Thank with Emily, you are not going to find out the sex beforehand.
We are not.
You want to be surprised.
We are going to be surprised.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome news, man.
Thank you.
Really. Congratulations
Thank
to you and to Eileen. And to Emily's going to have a little baby brother or a sister.
Yeah.
That's very, very,
very
cool. Is she excited about it?
Yeah. So she is, you know, referring to Eileen's belly as baby and things like that.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. Good,
yeah.
Good for you guys.
Yeah,
man.
Thanks.
All right, that's awesome news. Okay, let's go to the newsroom and Vic Vaughn.
Dan's a hard act to follow. I went to a monster truck rally. That's what I got for you.
Yeah, man, follow that. No, but you took your kids.
Yeah, and
to the crazy monster truck jam thing at the Rosemont or the Allstate Arena.
I had no doubt my two sons would love it, but
yeah.
My daughter, she was the biggest fan of all of us.
Uh-huh.
She freaked out about it. She loved it.
That's so cool. And you did take my advice and get some cotton to stick in your ears.
Yeah, we went to CVS and bought some earplugs.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was great.
But it's
it was
pretty,
a great time.
It's America, man.
Allstate Arena.
America.
Monster Jam. America.
America.
Yep.
That's a good that's a fun weekend. I'm glad your kids like that.
It was a lot of fun.
That's very cool. And you dropped them back off with their mother and it was like midnight, so
it was late.
They were tired.
Yes.
You didn't hop them up on Coca-Cola and cotton candy and stuff?
You know, we were so excited. We didn't even leave. We stayed for the entire show.
Without going.
We didn't get any snacks or anything, and then we went to eat afterwards.
I see.
But no, they weren't all hopped up on Coca-Cola or anything like that. And it was,
that's cool.
Yeah, it was a good time.
That's fun, man. That's fun. All right. And in the traffic hut, Esmeralda will be back tomorrow. She was on vacation and was in Mexico. And filling in is Jim Ryan. Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
How are you, man?
I'm good. How about you?
All right. Now, you went to a concert over the weekend, right?
I did. I went to see Run the Jewels at Aragon.
How was that?
It was very good.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's a friend had an extra ticket. I'm not a huge fan, but now I'm going to get more into him, I think. I've seen him at festivals before, mm-hmm. but I've never actually devoted my undivided attention at a show they were headlining. So it was
okay.
good.
Very, very, very cool. By the way, Jim writes about music. But tell everybody where they can read your music muse.
ChicagoNow.com /Chicago-at-night. Just search Chicago at Night. You'll find it. I tweet it all at Radio Jim Ryan, and I do some freelance stuff for the Daily Herald as well. I had a piece run on Friday, in fact.
So, about what?
Worked on it with a writer at the Daily Herald named Sean Stanglin, and we interviewed Ramin Djawadi, who is the guy who scores Game of Thrones and Westworld for HBO.
Yeah. He's a great composer.
Yeah, they're doing this. It's kind of unprecedented in scope. They're doing a Game of Thrones live concert Wednesday at United Center.
That's great. At the United Center?
Yep. 20,000 people going to see live film score.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's between that and Hans Zimmer is performing at Coachella. It's this stuff is kind of crossing over into the mainstream more than ever.
You know what? I got no problem with that at all.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Very, very, very cool.
I think it's cool.
All right, Jim's in the traffic. There you go, and that's what's happening on the show. We got to take a break because it's Monday morning, and we want to start talking about movie reviews with Eric and Colin. That's going to happen right after we break.